when it comes to baseball, we have two favorite clubs, the Go-Go White Sox, and whoever plays the Cubs. We're the Southside Irish, as our fathers were before. We come from the Windy City, and we're Irish to the core. From Bridgeport to Beverly, from Midway to South Shore, we're the Southside Irish. Let's sing it out once more.
It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, this Sunday, the St. Patrick's Day festivities get underway, starting at 103rd and Western, ending at 115th. That's right, if you use those street names to paint a mental picture, you know we're talking about the Southside Irish Parade. The parade celebrating its 40th year, although it was canceled for a stretch between 2009 and 2012 as organizers and the community worried about safety because of the rowdy celebrations that were occurring. It's part of the fun. But the family-friendly parade returned in 2012 and hasn't looked back. This year, it's as strong as ever and will feature the Special Olympics as the Grand Marshal, and the Martin McGarry family will be the special honorees. Martin McGarry was a longtime boxing instructor in Beverly. He knew the sport well. As a young man, he won the citywide Golden Gloves tourney, as well as being a state champion. The McGarry Boxing Club was known far and wide for its dedication to kids on the south side of Chicago, teaching them the ropes, literally, to help keep them on the right path. He was so dedicated that he turned his coach house into his gym. Sadly, Martin McGarry passed away in January from a disease called amyloidosis. It's when the body creates too much protein and attacks the organs. McGarry's death was felt not only by his family and his community, but by the boxing world that reached out with memories and condolences. The Southside Irish Parade had already announced in November that they were honoring McGarry for his contributions to the community. And in studio tonight to talk about the honor and about their father, his daughter, Teresa McGarry Lakowicz, and her son, and his son, Morgan McGarry. Morgan, Teresa, thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
So this is a great honor, and it's interesting, you know, obviously because your dad was given this honor before he died. You know, I guess my first question for you guys is just, how did he treat this when he was alive back in November when had the opportunity to, with the Southside Irish Parade organizers, to to talk about the parade and announce that he's being honored?
So he always liked the parade. Is always kind of a, you know, he got a big kick out of it. He got a big kick out of, you know, being there and being part of being the honoree. He was real excited to
be a part of it. He was looking forward to it a great deal. He was very honored and very humbled, and as are we.
Yeah, for you guys growing up in the Beverly neighborhood, obviously the Southside Irish Parade, before we get into your story of your dad, the Southside Irish Parade has been a part of your family and a part of that community for, as I said, 40 years. What are your favorite memories? I mean, is it all drunken debauchery, or is there more that goes into it?
Depends on what side of Western you're on. We grew up on the east side, so we were the family-friendly side. But no, it's so fun. It's kind of like, it's like the beginning of spring, and everyone's out and about, and there's family parties, and there are kind of drunken debauchery.
I think
stuff
you go on stages as you grow up. Part of it, you know, when you're younger, it's, you know, it's a parade. You know, you catch all the candy and the stuff, and then as you get older, you know, you travel to all your friends' houses who have parties and try to, you know, hit this party, that party, that party, just, and then the parade is just kind of going on while you're walking around the neighborhood.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a really great community family day. Everyone's together.
What does it mean for you guys to represent your dad, but also your family, honored by this parade? I mean, growing up with it, to be around it, to, as you just mentioned, all the things that, that it means to you and your lives in different stages. What's it mean to be the special honorees this Sunday?
It's really exciting. I mean, our family is so honored and humbled, really, to be able to be the honoree and to help spread the awareness of our dad's disease and to get the message out.
Yeah, very humbling. You know, it's just to be an honor like that, you know, to represent dad, is he'd be super excited about it, you know.
Yeah,
so
he'd be proud.
Kind of make him proud and have a good time about it.
Well, the boxing club obviously was known far and wide, and it's something the McGarry Boxing Club and the story that a lot of the local media had told about your coach house in the back and about how that turned into a gym and everyone who came through there. Tell us about it. Tell us about living it, being in the house and knowing Dad was in the back and the gym being so close. I mean, talk about memories of growing up with boxing.
So it's kind of a, you know, if you build it, they will come kind of thing, and that's what he would have said. You know, he's said that before. So, you build it, they will come, and sure enough, they did, and kind of took on its own form, and he embraced it, and, you know.
It was his passion. He loved it.
Yeah, it's just a part of him growing up from, you know, Ireland, England, and Scotland, and coming over here and boxing, and, you know, sharing his knowledge of, you know, what he's learned, you know, and passing it along to, you know, kids in the neighborhood, kids out of the neighborhood, and all over the place, you know, bringing people to tournaments, bringing, you know.
He was a father figure to so many. I mean, not only kids in the neighborhood, but, yeah, like Morgan said, kids from all over. A lot of young men that didn't have fathers, he kind of took them under his wing. And for me, I had a different perspective growing up as a daughter. It was like, oh, yeah, all the guys are out in the garage. We had no idea really what was going on, but we just knew there was, like, a ton of guys. If we ever needed, like, you know, something, like a jar opened or something, run out and get one of the guys to do
boxers
something, you know, like security.
You know, Morgan, being in the presence of your father, and then for all the outpouring that came out after his death in January, the boxing community and all these boxers that came out, I mean, professional level people who worked with your dad. What does that mean? I mean, did that surprise you that, I mean, because you obviously knew about him and what he did, but it was it surprising, all the outpouring after the fact?
In a sense, yeah, but the boxing community is, you know, it is that. It's pretty, you kind of know everyone or know who's who in the boxing community. So to see the people that came out, you know, you see them around anyway, you know, at different boxing events. So it was especially nice to see them come out and, you know,
support
and, you know, give their condolences and stuff. And so it's always nice to see all those people in the first place. But then you see them there and, you know, that means a lot for that, too. So it was nice to see all them people there, and very humbling that all those people came out to see. You know, you're shaking hands and all of a sudden you look up and it's like, oh man, look at all these people.
And it was a testament for sure to his life and, you know, his legacy. And I mean, the church was packed. It was nice.
Well, true testament though, for sure. You know,
my question really, I mean, as kids in that environment, having the coach house, you know, renovated into a gym, I mean, how did you feel about that when it happened? Were you like, what are we doing here? Or were you like, this is really great that Dad's going to be home?
Actually.
Like, I don't even think we really, it was just kind of part of our life.
Just the way it was.
We didn't, it was maybe 1994, maybe when the garage was built. So we were teenagers and it was like, okay, Dad's building this garage, two-story garage gym.
You got no excuse to not be in shape now at this point. It's right in your backyard.
Yeah.
Did he approach the training or any of the boxing with you, Morgan, differently than he did the other kids? Was it a tougher scenario to be in the gym with Dad?
He never pushed me at all. Actually, I feel like I wanted to be in more. You know, he probably held back with me, but he coached me just the same as, you know, anybody else. Really, you know, he never pushed anybody to, like, you have to do this, you have to do it. If you want to do it, you're going to do it, you know. And if he'll tell you, you got to work hard, you know. And that was one of the things he always said, you got to work hard for anything you have, and especially in this, because you're not fooling anyone but yourself when you get into the ring.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, let's do this. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk about other lessons you've learned through boxing, but also through your dad, Martin McGarry, the McGarry Boxing Club, well known in the city of Chicago and all around the world when it comes to boxing. The Martin McGarry family will be the special honorees at the Southside Irish Parade, which is coming up this Sunday, in honor of their father who died of amyloidosis, right?
Yeah, he had familial amyloidosis.
Okay, we'll talk about the disease as well, which is a part of the Southside Irish Parade, and honoring it with the Special Olympics as well, coming up here on Sunday. Both in studio tonight, Teresa McGarry Lakowicz and Morgan McGarry will continue the conversation. Stay with us.
Hey.
down low here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. This Sunday, the Southside Irish Parade is back at 103rd and Western, kicking off at noon. The Grand Marshal will be the Special Olympics, and the special honorees will be the Martin McGarry family. In studio tonight, daughter Teresa McGarry Lakowicz and son Morgan McGarry. Martin McGarry passed away in January from the disease called amyloidosis, which is I went to the site and I watched the video and everything about it, and the best way to describe it is the body produces too much protein and it ends up attacking the organs.
Right, right. He had familial amyloidosis, and it's really rare. It's a genetic disease. Only 10,000 people worldwide have it. So, of course.
Are diagnosed.
Yeah, are diagnosed.
Really?
Yeah. And it's a hard one to diagnose because a lot of times it's thought to be something else because it's so rare. Our uncle, my dad's older brother who had it, my Uncle John, he went for a few years without even, he went all kinds of different hospitals and nobody could figure it out until Mayo Clinic was able to diagnose him. But yeah, so.
Do you guys worry about it being a genetic disease in the family? Is that something as you consider, you know, your futures and your family's futures about making sure that, that there's more awareness about the disease?
Yeah, it's kind of always lingering, like, oh, I've got a 50-50 chance of having it, but
I think it's a personal thing, too.
Personal decision.
You know, she might feel different than I might feel, but at the same time, I think my dad brought a big, when he got it, he kind of knew, you know, once he felt the first symptoms, he's like, I think I got it, you know, so... Right. He's like, oh, we're going to fight it, though, so he brought the fight to it, and...
Part of the fight was just bringing awareness.
Bringing awareness is a
and
big
spreading
part of it.
Spreading it that, you know, get diagnosed early and the early detection is key and hopefully.
Because your dad was young. I mean, he was in his mid 60s, right?
66.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, as the Southside Irish Parade kicks off and you guys are the special honorees, it brings you back to the idea of community because your dad really was a pillar of community. And so many stories have come out from the funeral and from obituaries and everything in between. But it really, again, puts this emphasis on community. You both of you and your families live nearby from where you grew up in Beverly. You're a part of the Southside Irish Parade, which you have been a part of since you were kids. What does it mean to have your dad associated with the community and to be in this position where, you know, his legacy will be always associated with Beverly?
He loved being a part of Southside and Beverly. I think if someone came up, brought a sweatshirt out and said, you know, County Beverly on it.
Yeah, they gave him a sweatshirt. That was years ago. He loved that.
He wore that thing with pride.
I get a kick out of the fact that he came from a town in Ireland, or not even a town, a village of maybe 10 or 11 houses. And even at the wake, I kept looking at like our family, like, who would have thought this man who came from so little would have touched so many lives and had such an impact on so many. So it was great.
I mean, it's always tough. I mean, you guys are obviously being honored, the family's being honored, and your other siblings and the rest of your family as well. But I mean, is it hard to be on the radio right now, to, you know, to be the front and center on the parade coming up here to talk about your dad since he passed away in January?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's been about 6 weeks. It's pretty surreal still, I think.
I think you think of how he would have liked it, and he would have got the biggest kick out of the thing.
Yeah.
So you kind of play it from that aspect and you know, try to forget about the way you feel, you know, and just kind of go with the flow at this point and say, Dad would have loved to hear it.
He'll be with us in spirit for sure. I mean, and that was the other thing too. His house and my mom and dad's house was, you know, always full of people. So I think just being around so many people will help us really.
And what's missing in your family? I mean, obviously with your dad passing away, what did he bring to the family? And, you know, what are, you know, as grown children, you know, what is missing at the McGarry household with your family?
He had a good sense of humor, you know, and he always crack a joke here and there. And
he was a jokester. He always had some quick wit, some, you know, remark about something.
I might tell you what he'd say before thinking about it. And you know, pretty raw.
As every good
sense.
Dad does, right?
Yeah.
He was honest.
Wait a second.
We'll miss his charm and his smile. I mean, he had a great smile. his wink, you know, even the last few days. You know, we'd say, hey, Dad, give us a wink, and he'd look up and wink at us. And, you know, we'll miss that for sure, you know. But
you always kind of miss, like, even the last few years, really, you missed the way he was, you know. Mm-hmm. And just kind of dealing, you know, helping him away since he digressed, you know, you just kind of are thinking about, he's getting worse, you know, so yeah. How are you supposed to deal with it? But you try to remember the way he was before, you know, before he got sick. So I think that would be
right. Here, you know, your dad was, as we talked about, being the head of the McGarry Boxing Club and everything that he brought to all the different kids in the south side of Chicago and all the different people who of course, came through the club. But a lot of it is, and you read about it, it's just about the lessons and advice mm-hmm. and the way that, you know, you live your life. What lessons do you take away from your dad?
He just loved life so much. And the message or the legacy that I think he leaves is just live your best life. You know, he came from nothing. He made an impact and he was positive. He was charming, and he was genuinely a good person, and cared, you know, for the best in people, and thought the best in people. He was. Sometimes we're like, is he just naive, or is he just really that? You know.
I think sometimes he was naive.
Yeah,
maybe,
sometimes. You know? But anyhow, yeah, I think that's it. Just, you know, appreciate everything you have. I mean, because in an instant it can be gone.
Yes, Morgan. Like you said, he was just truly good-natured, you know, and then he would just try to teach you everything he knew, you know, especially, you know, hey, you're going to work for what you get, and you work hard for it, you know, that's what you
work,
you
know, ethic,
it'll,
for
it'll,
sure.
It'll pan commitment. Out, you know. I think that Teresa pretty much summed a lot of that up there. He always kind of, one of the songs, like, growing up, he liked was Don't Worry, Be Happy, so he'd play that one on repeat all the time. So don't worry.
Oh my God.
And then he'd like something happy. He's like, don't worry. He'd
be happy. Out the word. Yeah.
Be happy.
It was like his motto.
The Martin McGarry family will be the special honorees at the Southside Irish Parade this Sunday. The Southside Irish Parade turns 40. It'll start at 103rd and Western in Beverly at 12 noon. Mm-hmm. And it'll end at 115th and Western. In studio tonight, Teresa McGarry Lakowicz and Morgan McGarry, two of Martin McGarry's children. Martin McGarry passed away in January from a disease called amyloidosis. Mm-hmm. And this is also a bit of an awareness campaign, because amyloidosis will be on display as well.
Yes.
At the parade.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, if you don't mind, to plug the amyloidosissupport.org website is where you can get information. It's the amyloidosis support group that has helped us and has been so great in getting awareness to us and all the knowledge and information that we have. And Muriel Finkel heads the amyloidosis support group, and she's just been amazing. So, So thank you.
Teresa, Morgan, I can't thank you guys enough for coming in and talking about
the
parade, your family, and your dad. Appreciate it.
We're
thank
so
you for
grateful
having us.
And thank
very
you
humbled
so much,
to be a part of everything. So
appreciate it.
Thank you for everything.